Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 22nd of April, the 112th day of 2024, with 254 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. Today is Earth Day, and this month is Poetry Month. And so for both, here is the concluding half of John Donne's A Valediction, Forbidding Morning. Our two souls, therefore, which are one, though I must go, endure not yet a breach, but an expansion, like gold to airy thinness beat. If they be two, they are two, so as stiff twin compasses are two. Thy soul, the fixed foot, makes no show to move, but doth if the other do. And though it in the center sit, yet when the other far doth roam, it leans and hearkens after it, and grows erect as that comes home. Such wilt thou be to me, who must, like the other foot, obliquely run. Thy firmness makes my circle just, and makes me end where I begun. And for those poetry lovers among us, the newest thing to heaven on earth will be happening this Thursday, April 25th, 2024, at the 22nd Annual Poets Speak, again hosted by Kathleen Ellis and the Bangor Public Library, who are announcing this year's theme, Writing the Watershed, celebrating National Poetry Month in the heart of Maine. Heavenward early this morning was peak time for 2024's Lyrid meteor shower, daunted somewhat by the burgeoning gibbous moon, but still visible opportunely where the moon casts shadows, also known as moon shadows. Heavenward tomorrow, keeping temporary company with the bright star Spica, April's full moon arrives as the pink moon, also known variously as the breaking ice moon, the moon where the streams are again navigable, the budding moon of plants and shrubs, the moon of red grass appearing, the moon when the ducks come back, the moon when the geese lay eggs, and the frog moon, to go with my voice. Today in 1509, Henry VIII, at age 17, became the second Tudor king of England, ascending the throne upon the death of his father Henry VII. Today in 1876, the first official National League baseball game was played, with the Boston Red Caps beating the Philadelphia Athletics 6-5 at the Jefferson Street Grounds in Philadelphia. Today in 1970, the first Earth Day, founded by American politician and conservationist Gaylord Anton Nelson, was celebrated, adding sparks to the modern environmental movement prompted by Rachel Carson's landmark literary work, Silent Spring, 8 years before. Today in 1976, Barbara Walters became the first female U.S. nightly news anchor. Today in 1937 at Neptune, New Jersey, Jack Nicholson was born to a mother who from the beginning had a rough time of things, as Jack's father had already deserted them before Jack was born. Nevertheless, Jack's mother eked out a semblance of support by running a beauty parlor out of their living room. An overweight child, Jack became interested in fantasy and developed a sharp sense of humor to deflect taunts. Before long, he had decided to head west to Los Angeles to try acting, though he had already been offered an engineering scholarship to the University of Delaware, which he turned down. Along the way, Jack sold toys, hustled pool, answered fan mail for MGM's Tom and Jerry cartoon show, and served as a firefighter with the California Air National Guard, where, he remembers, "In my asbestos suit, I used to walk into the flames. It gave me the most wonderful high, thus feeling of being otherworldly." Over the course of 15 years, he landed various parts in television and in 20 Roger Corman low-budget horror films. Then his big break came in 1969 with Easy Rider, which made him a cult hero. By 1975, he had won an Oscar for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Today is also the birthday in 570 of Arabic prophet and founder of Islam, Muhammad. In 1479 of the co-initiator of the Spanish Inquisition and patron of Cristobal Colón, Castilian Queen Isabella. In 1707 of English novelist Henry Fielding. In 1724 of German philosopher Immanuel Kant. In 1870 of Russian Marxist revolutionary and Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin. In 1899 of Russian-American novelist Vladimir Nabokov. In 1904 of American theoretical physicist, director of the Manhattan Project's Los Alamos Laboratory, and witness to its first successful test of the atomic bomb, Robert Oppenheimer. In 1906 of American actor Eddie Albert. In 1916 of American-British violinist Yehudi Menuhin. In 1919 of American R&B saxophonist and singer Bull Moose Jackson. In 1922 of American jazz bassist Charles Mingus and American pianist Lou Stein. In 1923 of American queen of the pinups, Betty Page. In 1936 of American country pop singer, Glen Campbell. In 1943 of American's 12th poet laureate and Nobel Prize winner, Louis Gluck. In 1944 of American drummer and pianist, Howie Wyeth. In 1944 of American balloonist and adventurer, Steve Fawcett. And in 1950, of British rock guitarist and vocalist Peter Frampton. For Morno, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 6th week of spring and to the 17th week of 2024.